USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Hurricane Dorian continues to strengthen, it's now shifted slightly, setting it on a course to potentially miss the direct hit with Florida and make landfall in the Carolinas. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is warning residents to remain vigilant, cautioning that the Category 4 storm could still change course, and even if it doesn't make landfall in the state, it will bring dangerous storm surges and flooding. Dorian's maximum sustained winds increased to over 150 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. That brings it close to a Category 5 level storm, defined as having winds at 157 miles an hour or higher. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she's on her way to being very well following radiation treatment for cancer. The 86-year-old justice was speaking at the Library of Congress. The event came a little over a week after Ginsburg disclosed that she had completed outpatient radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has issued a new rule on loan forgiveness for students defrauded by their colleges, a rewrite of Obama-era regulations that advocates say will make it tougher for students to get relief. DeVos says students must be held accountable, but that the Obama rule wasn't working correctly. She said the new rule will treat students and taxpayers more fairly. But James Cavall, president for the Institute of College Access and Success, says it will make it almost impossible for students to get relief. He says rules force students to submit evidence they don't even have and can't get prevent students who are harmed as a group from getting relief as a group. The new rule is the latest rollback of Obama-era regulations targeting for-profit colleges. California Governor Gavin Newsom reached a deal with apartment owners and developers on legislation that would cap how rapidly rents can rise in the state. The deal would cap annual rent increases at 5% with a 10% maximum increase. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A number of Democrats this week were frustrated and some even dropped out of the race after being disallowed for the September 12th debates because they either didn't get over 130,000 individual donors or 2% in four very specific polls exclusively chosen by DNC Chairman Tom Perez. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard had issues with the process.
The whole process really lacks transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be and ultimately who our next president, commander-in-chief will be. When you see that lack of transparency, it creates lack of faith and trust in the process.
Gabbard received over 130,000 in individual donors, but did not make the 2% in the four specific polls. She reached two of them, and of the other 14 polls that came out the week before, she was over 2% in eight of them. She's frustrated with the process after seeing the same type of things done by the DNC in the 2016 primaries between Hillary Clinton and the man she was working for at the time, Bernie Sanders. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. Don't forget, you can listen online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.